Good morning. We're learning Chayam Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Ches, the halachos right now of Neiros used for Havdalah. Again, I want to mention that we'll be starting Klal Ches, the halachos of the Lama Tes Malachos next week. I want to encourage everybody who is listening, if they can bring in new people, this is starting the halachos of the Klalim of Melechus Shabbos, and then afterwards we're going into the Malachos. It's a whole new stage of learning in the Hilchos Shabbos. Very important. We'd love to see more people joining the shiurim. So if you can recruit, we greatly appreciate it. We're available again through email, through podcast, and through the WhatsApp group. And again, we're also looking for sponsors. Baruch Hashem, we have one sponsor now who's taken a sponsorship for a series of within the Klal Tes. As we go through the different malachas, the different rules of the malachas, each section will have its own sponsorship available. We're going to skip to Siman Lamed Aleph. We're going to go to Siman Lamed Beis. And we're working on Eretz Shem de Beis HaKnesses, Shein Osim Lohoyer Rak LeKovet. So they used to have Neiros in the shul by the Omer, etc., which their purpose wasn't to give light. As the Kovet of Tefillah, they would light Neiros. Some people have a minig by the bris. They light Neiros by a bris. So Neiros, which are lit for the purpose of kavod, not for the purpose of to produce light, you do not make a bracha on them. Practically, many shuls nowadays are not putting Neiros in the basic classes, and very few places shuls are using the Neiros in the basic classes. But this is relevant. The person can't use a yortzeit licht. It's not lit for the purpose of producing light. But the question is a step further. Nowadays, we have electric light, and the Neiros that we light, let's say Motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and we light Neiros at that point in time, the Neiros Yom Tov primarily are there to add cover to the Suda. So they're not there to produce light. So how do we say the Bracha of Havdalah on that? If a person has the minig to turn off the electric lights when he says Havdalah, so at that point in time, the Neir is producing light in the room. The person follows the minig that many people have of leaving the electric lights on. So the person in their mind looks at the act of hadlaka of this Neir, incorrectly so, as just like a Neir for mitzvah. They don't really see that they're benefiting from it. They're not even thinking about benefiting from it. This is a problem. It would not be a valid Neir, and even B'di'evet, one is not Yotze on the Neir, which is lit, the cover. The person has to make sure that the Neir is lit for the purpose of producing light. So, regards to Motzi Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, we have to say, since the Minhag HaOlam is to light on those Neiros, people have in mind that it's for the purpose of enhancing the meal and adding the candlelight to the meal. That's it's to give this another element of being candlelit for that purpose. If a person, but the regular Neiros Havdalah we light, the person has to understand that the reason, one of the reasons why we have the remarkable to some way get close and try and benefit from the light, is this way it shows that our intent is for the purpose of using it for the higher and not just for kavod. So it comes out, even if you hold the one that does not have to actually be in the hand, it has to be right to be in the hand, which arguably I could do from a little bit of a further distance. We want to get close and actually feel that we're actually being the henna in order to gain this clarity that the purpose of the halakha is for the purpose of producing light, not just for kavod. Obviously, if the person has a minute to turn off the electric lights, and the person is actually benefiting from it, that would address this problem as well. Simla Megimel, Suma Enu Mavorach Alaner, Tvinin Ashiyar Sula Aroi, Abashar Abdullah Mavorach. Suma can make Abdullah, can reach other people in Abdullah as well. But in regards to making Bruch on the Nair, he has to be able to be Roy to benefit from it. So I just want to clarify again, we're not saying that it's a birchas and a henen, even if it's a birchas a shevach, but the point is the person sees the ner, sees the benefit of the ner, and is able to then, because he does that, be able to give the shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bershom created the benefits of fire. So he's not saying a bracha on the hanoi, he's saying a bracha on the shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Bershom created such a beneficial thing in the world. The Summa, sadly, is not able to see that, and therefore he cannot make the bracha of the ner. And he, similarly, we had before, he can't be, make the bracha to mitzvah somebody else. Similar to the bracha by B'Samim, he would not be able to make the bracha to mitzvah somebody else. The other people should say on their own. Have a good day.